Welcome, everyone, to this Lesser Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Top 10 Reasons to Upgrade to Webshare Cast Iron Latest OS 7.x. The presenters are Vani Madhupu and Al Wang. Bondi is working as a technical support engineer on Webshare Cast Iron since 2005. In this role, she is responsible for working with Webshare Cast Iron customers on all three form factors and resolves problems. She has a vast amount of experience on the product and also focuses on customer escalation. Al has been working as a technical support engineer on Webshare Cast Iron since January 2014. Prior to that, he worked as a Level 2 for Webshare Business Process Manager. In his current role, he is responsible for working with Webshare Cast Iron customers on all three form factors and resolves problems. He has 5 years of experience working with customers. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Vani.
Thanks, Kathy. Slide 2, please. Thank you. And thanks to everybody on the phone for joining today's session on Top 10 Useful Features in WebSphere Cast Iron Latest OS 7.x. The base version of 7.x, 7.0, was released at the end of 2013. The new fixed pack 7.0.2 was released at the end of last year. So we'll mainly be discussing the features from this fixed pack. And if you see the agenda, we'll discuss the new features in detail, its effects and benefits. Although we mentioned top 10 features, we have added a couple more because we thought they're very helpful. And some key takeaways from the presentation, a kind of summary. We briefly talk about the related articles where we can find this information, and the lines will open up for Q&A. Slide 3, please. So we have provided a Java 7 support in 7.x. Along with that, we have provided a 64-bit studio. This allows our customers to truly take advantage of the 64-bit OS that they may have on their systems where the studio is installed. So from 7.x, we have two flavors of Studio for each release, 32-bit and 64-bit. With the 64-bit Studio, you need to use a 64-bit version of version libraries to connect to the applications like SAP and JDE, so we have provided that support. And we have clear documentation on this chapter in Cast Iron documentation for your reference. And slide 4, please. The second useful feature is that we have 64-bit JVM support in this version. So the primary advantage of running Java in 64-bit environment is the larger address space. So this allows for much larger Java heap size. We have modified the Cast Iron appliance startup scripts to allocate up to 4 GB memory for the appliance components like Maestro, WMC, and Derby. So for physical appliance, by default, our new script will allot 4 GB memory for all these appliance components. But in the older versions, it is 2 GB, and manually this could be increased up to 3 GB with L2's help. And in the for the virtual appliances, based upon the memory allotted to your VM, our new script will allocate 2 GB or 3 GB or 4 GB memory to these appliance components. So with this new memory allocation, this helps the customers to deploy more projects and run more number of jobs. Slide 5, please. So we're talking about the 64-bit JM. So with this change, Cast Iron Hypervisor can support effectively 16 GB memory. And earlier, the default was only 8 GB. You could change up to 12 GB. But with the newer version, you can have memory up to 16 GB, but You can have more than 16 GB, but it is not effective. And also, it can support effectively up to 8 CP. And to increase the heap space for the internal components on the hypervisor, in the older versions, you had to take L2's help to modify the internal startup scripts. But in 7002, you just have to allot more memory to the virtual instance and restart the appliance. Slide 6, please. The third feature I wanted to talk was related to the secure connector. So now we have 64-bit secure connector available. Just like Studio, you have two flavors, 32-bit and 64-bit. You can use the 64-bit version if your OS supports. As I mentioned in the previous slide, you can have more heap size when you have 64-bit OS, right? So the default with this version is 800 MB, but it can be increased up to 1.5 GB. We also provide a large file support. So with the combination of the 64-bit OS, we have enabled MTOM attachments in this version, especially 7002. So basically, earlier the data we can send, using secure connectors, it goes as an XML payload. This has not only payload size restriction, the encoding and decoding needed to be done. But with the MTOM enablement, data is sent as an attachment, and there is no encoding or decoding required. So this leads to better performance. And also, with these about two features, now secure connector can support up to 500 MB of data. Earlier, it was only 60 to 70 MB. That was a big jump. Can you go to slide 7? So also in this version of secure connector, we have provided a wizard to install the vendor-supplied libraries, the third-party libraries that you must install when you are trying to connect applications like SAP or JDE. So otherwise, without these libraries, you get runtime errors. So usually we use WMC to install these libraries on the appliance if there is no secure connector is used. But if you use secure connector, you need to install those libraries on the secure connector. In the older versions, you needed to download the libraries from the appliance or the cloud and install in the secure connector manually. But in this 7002 version, we have provided a wizard for the secure connector, which you can use to install all these libraries. It's a nice GUI. We can take a look at it. I have a slide to explain how to install these vendor-supplied libraries in the secure connector. Slide 8, please. So here you can see this is similar to what you have for the cloud or for the appliance as well to load any libraries. You can select the endpoint. Here we have selected the database, and you can click on the add, and it shows the files that are supposed to be added on the right-hand corner, and whatever is installed, you can see it in the middle. All right, slide 9, please. And in this newer version, we have added a lot of new connectors. So actually, we have added 5 new inbuilt connectors. The first one is like Oracle E-Business Suite connector. And so in this connector, we have provided the support to connect with the Oracle E-Business Suite versions 11.5, 12.0, and 12.1. And we have support for CRUD operations, create, retrieve, update, and delete on flat tables via 4 activities. And we have a second connector we have added is the Service Max connector. This is one of the Salesforce families. It belongs to Salesforce families. It allows integration with Salesforce and endpoint through Service Max applications. So we already have a Salesforce connector, but we got a great demand for the Service Max connector, so we added this, and it supports all the activities that Salesforce connector supports already. And we have MS Dynamics CRM connector. With this we can connect to MS Dynamics online version, And we have also client-based authentication support. We have support for crude operations via 4 activities. And one more connector, Salesforce Analytics connectors in the Salesforce connector family we have added, which is this allows you to connect to the Salesforce connector analytics endpoint and perform operations. And the last one we have added is the Workday connector. Slide 10, please. So here we have, along with the, some new connectors, we have made some enhancements. So based on the customer requirement. So first one is like a Domino's connector. In the Domino's connector, we have added the support for the new Domino's version 9.0 of Lotus Domino's Server, and we have added a new activity, Query Views. So basically, Query Views. This allows you to query the views aspect of the Domino's connector. All the other activities we had till now were related to the interact with the database. This one actually interacts with the Domino's view. And next enhancement we had done was HTTP web service connector. In the HTTP web service connector, we have provided the basic authentication support for inbound. So now you can provide user ID password and then do the basic authentication for the inbound activities as well, HTTP and web service activities. And we have also provided the OAuth 2 support. And so we have provided password and grant operations for this. So we can you can find more details on how to implement this in our documentation. We have a very pretty good documentation on this on our product doc. Slide 11, please. And we have added a new plugin connector in this version. It is Sugar CRM REST API connector. We have a regular Sugar CRM connector, but this is Sugar V7 release. They have provided Sugar CRM API REST API. We have added completely revamped REST API or RESTful API REST API for the RESTful communication with Sugar CRM servers. So this connector, the connection information that Studio and the integration appliance uses to connect to the Sugar CRM server is via REST API, as the name says. So this is the first type 2 connector with OAuth authentication and REST communication. And we have the activities as listed here, get user info, get server info, get reports activity, create objects activity. Slide 12, please. A couple more activities. Get objects activity, delete objects activity, update objects activity, and search activity. We have all these activities added in the plugin connector, Sugar CRM connector. Slide 13, please. Okay. With this, I will transfer the call to control to my colleague, Al-Wan. Al?
Yes, okay. Thank you, Vani. So, okay, we are on number 6. So, in version 7, Kazan also added the crypto service. So, basically, there are two parts. The first is the support, basically, is the encrypt and decrypt activities on orchestration level. So it can be combined with other activities to add extra layer of security. And also we provided a few command line utility tool in Kazan Studio. So it helps user to extract the certificate and the keys to import into the proper key store and trust store in order to actually use the activity in orchestration. So slide 14, please. So also there is another improvement on the secure connector. So in previous version, secure connector is only supported in the live environment. In version 7, it is also supported in our virtual and physical appliance. So this function enable the virtual and physical appliances to be more, to be able to connect to resources behind the firewall. So therefore, it kind of adds extra flexibility and, you know, to, and also like the deployment, you know, how user can deploy the appliance. In slide 15, please. Thank you. But also for Studio, we added the support for secure connector as well. As you see below, if you want to test the connection in this version, you're able to actually browse the deployed secure connector and do a test connection. So this is also new in version 7. And slide 16, please. So the WMC improvements. So there are several improvements in the WMC. First is enhanced configuration detail. So the configuration detail now shows the name of the publisher in the summary section of the configuration. So it provides the administrator more flexibility or visibility, actually, for easier management. Also, on the, you know, the enhanced configuration filter, so user is able to view the projects that are published exclusively by the user through the configuration filter, so on the project configuration page. So not only the administrator is able to manage better, also this improvement helps the user to, you know, manage their inventories as well. And on the project permission side, the appliance's administrator now can grant permission to a particular user to access certain projects. So in previous version, it's always done by, you know, assigning group the privilege instead of to a particular user. So it's kind of more fine-tuned on this permission area. And slide 17. But last but not least, the management API improvements. So just a little bit of background. So management API is for CASM. So basically it's a set of web services provided by CASM, which help user to, you know, manage the appliances through this web service call instead of using the building functionality like the WMC or the command line. So user has been requesting the ability to integrate the monitoring on healthy state of the appliances. So in this version, we add a management API on resource utilization. So if you see the picture below, so it's a simple web service call. So basically, it will return the healthy state of the appliances. You see like the memory consumption and I think number of jobs and disk usage. So what it is some user requests, you know, they want to integrate this. They may have many appliances. So with this, they can actually integrate this information with the other utility tools to look at all the appliances at one time. Okay, slide 18, please. And let me hand it back to Vani.
Okay, go ahead, Vani. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Al. So we have already covered 10 features, but so we have added a couple more. Just these are from our next release, but we are giving it upfront so that we think like these are very useful. The first one is a link to WMC dashboard. Basically, there is a link on the WMC dashboard to the Cast Iron client success portal. Basically, many of you may know, like, client success portal is a new support site to open tickets or peer mods with Cast Iron L2. This new site has live chat capability. Basically, this is the fastest and easiest way to get help from Cast Iron L2 team, though it is for limited hours, but our customers can take advantage of this to reach us. And I have given a link to our site here, so you can use this link to open tickets or do live chat with us. And we have a couple of inbuilt functions added to Studio. Basically, these inbuilt functions are we have our technical documents. So with these technical documents in the past, like basically these are to provide some XSLTs or JavaScripts to perform certain actions, like for example, in an XML input, if you need to add an attribute like XSignal equal to true, there is an XSLT our customers needed to use using the XSL activity. But right now we have added this as a inbuilt function, so that customers don't have to have this XSLT like that. First, we have added an inbuilt function to provide the XSLT to add attributes XSignal equal to true to your input XML. Basically, this is required by mainly by Salesforce when you give data, when you send data to the Salesforce, if you need any node to be identified as a null value, then you need this attribute. Otherwise, it will treat as an empty value. So you can use this XSL inbuilt function instead of XSLT. And likewise, we have this strip non-ASCII characters from a string. So this is another inbuilt function. And also we have handle special characters in an URL of web service calls and HTTP calls. So if you see the URL in the web service call, you have the special characters, especially the %20 for the space. And also when a URL needed to be sent in a HTTP call, like you can use this inbuilt function to take care of these special characters. These are just a couple of them. Slide 19. So with that, we come to the end of the presentation. Now we have a couple of some key takeaways. The key takeaways to upgrade to the latest and the greatest CIOS 7.0.0.2 as of now for better performance and functionality. And you can find a video with the detailed steps to upgrade the appliance at the link I had given. We have a YouTube video on YouTube. This takes you to the upgrade path. So next, the WebSphere, CastFire, and Hypervisor now can support 16 GB RAM and 8 CPUs, so it gives a better performance. And CastFire and Secure Connector is available for both CastFire and Live, on-premise, and as well as Studio. We have PGP encryption and decryption support and management API functions to get appliance resource utilization. And also we have a new client success portal. Please use this portal to log tickets with us. Slide 20, please. And for your further reference on the product, here are some useful links. So I have a link to the documentation and the new support site, and also our community forum where you can ask questions and get answers from our CastIron community, other customers, and as well as the CastIron L2 and L3 team. And we are also on Twitter. Like, to get quick updates, follow us on Twitter. All right. With this, I conclude my presentation. I give control back to Kathy for questions.
Our first question comes from Mr. Jack Lee. Sir, you have an open line.
Thank you. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Thank you for the presentation. This is great. In fact, I'm talking to a customer right now about upgrading. There was a question around physical appliances due to the fact that they don't have, right now their system crashed due to large payloads, but then we told them to upgrade to version 7, that there would be the possibility of leveraging more memory. They asked about the physical device for cast iron, in other words, the physical appliance. However, I'm hearing that that's been or will be discontinued soon. Is that true? I don't know if this is the right forum for it.
Jack, thanks for the question. Basically, we have one version of that. It's true that physical appliance, one of the physical appliances, hardware appliance, is going end of support. So the older version, this is the older version of data power appliances, but I don't think, So we need to find out what version, what kind of data power appliance these customers have. So we, the older version is going out of support in April 2016. So we don't recommend them to go on to the newer version. So they have a couple of options. One thing they can do is if their customer wants to be on the physical appliance, they can get a newer appliance, newer version of Data Power. So they can do that, or they can move to hypervisor.
Great, thank you. And with reference to the SaaS offering, will that also be upgraded to 7.x?
So right now it is already upgraded to 7.x, the SaaS offering, and yes, it is already on 7.x, the SaaS offering, Cast Iron Live.
Thank you. And then one last one, and I promise I'll stop. I am working on Bluemix here and there, and there is a tile for cloud integration that directs you to the SaaS offering. But I'm also being told that that's going to be replaced with something called Connect and Compose. Is that a version of Cast Iron as well? Do you know?
I don't have much information on that. I know that there is a newer version of Cast Iron is coming. It is a lot different from what we have now, but it is end of this year. I don't have much details on it.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. There is a question in the chat from Siegfried Conte Murillo. So the question is, on the new version, it is possible to use global activities. Example, we have several orchestrations integrating with SAP, and for each one, we need to create exactly the same SAP activity over and over. Nice to have a single SAP global activity to be used for several orchestrations. Thanks for the question. As far as my understanding, there is no global activity, but the reason being is these are like jobs will have a different. I think the purpose here, the reason why you wanted a global activity is to be able to use it again and again. So basically, we could use something called templates already in Cast Iron Studio, where you can create a couple of activities as that you would want to use it again and again. So and you can use it in your orchestrations. If you would like to get more information, you can reach us to the Cast Iron L2 support team. We can give you examples. I hope that answers your question, Sigfur.
Is there any more questions?
No, that is all.
At this time, we will conclude the presentation. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Bonnie and Al, for presenting today. You all have a great day.